brighter than the brightest sun. Without another fear or pain, we'll make love in those stars above. And when I close my eyes and when I see your face.
Welcome once again, everyone, to Podzilla 1985, recorded live from the beautiful Broadway Strip in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. My name is Shannon Young, and I will be your host again for tonight's discussion. My guests tonight are Zach Price, who can't stop grinning like an idiot. Zach, hello.
How's it going? Is it really live if it's taped?
Live on tape.
Okay.
That's our gimmick.
Okay, just checking.
Tanner Calvert, who's usually here for Tanner Thursdays, but he's here for a Sunday Tanner show, I guess.
Something, yeah.
Hoorah. Yeah. Hello. And, of course, Lindsay Wolfgang from Blogzilla 1985.
Howdy.
Who was vaguely paying attention, but I think...
I'm looking up pictures from my anime, okay?
She's looking up pictures of anime.
What's anime?
Anime is... Jordan, anime is Japanese animation made popular in the 90s and 2000s. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. We were going to start the show 2 hours ago,
wasn't it? We were going to start a little after 7, the message said, and it is 8:30.
Now, whose fault is that?
Yours.
It's my fault.
I agreed 100%.
You agreed 100% to order pizza.
No. That was talked about before.
I think that was a team group
That was a group decision.
That is the first team decision we've ever made on Podzilla 1985.
I was here 15 minutes early. I was here 15 minutes early. Where were you at? I started setting stuff up. Where were you?
I was waiting for her to get out of her meeting.
Setting stuff up?
Sure.
What's this? You were sitting on the couch.
Yeah. And did you see me as you guys were all talking? He brought the table. We mean about the table. Me and Tanner did.
Oh, okay.
And then I plugged the computer and I turned it on. I went and got all the stuff and I bitched about not having the red mic, which you supposedly get all the time.
I paid for this microphone.
Well, you
throw some.
Ass.
You want to throw some money in on this microphone? You can use the big
one
microphone.
I offered to.
I said yes.
You didn't say anything.
I said yes on the air multiple times, and not a single dollar has crossed into my wallet.
I never heard.
Tanner, how are you doing?
Not once did you say yes.
This show's falling apart. This is the last show.
Aww.
And now he's eating donuts. Now he's got a goddamn donut stuck in his mouth. He just had pizza. Trending worldwide right now, Fat Zach. our fat ass of the week. Well.
Jesse's going to be so mad when I get powder all over this thing.
You know, every time we do a show, I always want to start off, and I want to sound professional. I want to sound like my hero, George Norrie. And I want to do this quick introduction, and I want to sound like a true journalist. And every time, within 5 minutes of the show starting, it's already devolved into goddamn Penta jackass.
I enjoy the banter.
There's only four.
That's right. What was that?
So it's quad
ass.
Quad ass.
Quad ass.
Quartet weirdos.
Well. Let's try to follow some semblance of order here. There are a couple things I want to talk about real quick. Just some quick news items we're going to pass along to the viewers at home, both of them, who's listening through these podcasts.
You're aiming high.
I was about to say,
after that last podcast, I think we lost a few.
So you mean when you re-listen to it at home and then I re-listen to it when
you're
at work?
That's the two people. Yeah.
Zach, let's talk about that last podcast.
I don't want to talk about it. I almost left halfway through the show.
You did. You almost left. Asa almost left. The only people that were still here were me and John because we thought it was funny, and Jordan because he was so fucking oblivious. He didn't know what was going on.
He still has no idea what's going on.
I'm pretty sure he still doesn't know he's on the show. You know? I think he just comes in here and sits down and nods politely whenever we look at him.
You know he knows none of the references y'all are bringing up.
No.
None.
Not even references about him.
No.
That's the sad part of it. Unfortunately, Jordan couldn't be here with us tonight because he's out with his...
He'd rather be out slinging custard.
No, I guess he's with the girlfriend today. I think she did something important.
Lame.
Yeah, who cares? Girlfriends suck.
Good thing you got a fiance.
Hey, wives are great.
And a girlfriend. All right. That was another high five. That was a patented Podzilla high five there. Couple of quick news items I want to go over before we talk about the good stuff later, including, give you guys a preview real quick. Did you hear about the shooting? The shooting.
I watched it.
Which one? Because there have been two cop shootings in the past couple of weeks that have made headlines.
I've only seen the one where the dude shot, what was it, 8 rounds?
Yeah, what was his name? Walter Scott. Walter Scott was the one that got shot in the back 8 times. But I'm talking about a different shooting. The guy only got shot once, but the way he got shot, it's such a fuck up. We'll talk about it later. That's later.
Yeah, let's get to that.
We're also going to talk about some big news with Hillary Clinton, which is the biggest news.
And I'm actually happy about it. I'm thrilled.
The biggest news for this country right now. But we're going to start off with some smaller stuff. Tuesday evening, Justified ends. I don't know. Are you guys fans of the show Justified?
I've watched a little bit of it.
How can you not like Justified? It's such a cool show.
I've never even heard. I think I've heard of it. I've never actually watched it.
It's the one with Timothy Oliphant where he's like.
You know I'm not going to know who the hell you're talking about.
He was Agent 47 in that terrible Hitman movie. What was that really bad movie? The Fourth Kind. No. What was it?
Well, the one
where he was like the kids got powers.
What's his name? Because I look up a professional website.
Timothy Oliphant. Timothy Oliphant. It had Teresa Palmer in it, and like the kid had powers, but there were other kids that had powers, and he played like the surrogate. Oh, we watched it together. Come on, people. Oh,
hey, I'm pulling it up.
I'll just pretend I'm Jordan this week. How about that?
Yeah, I am number four. Yes, yeah. Dylan, thank you, sir, and Tanner as well. Dylan Diebold here with us today. As heard on Pins and Nerd once or twice, I believe, but well before they actually started recording, though, right? You're on the lost episodes. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot.
This whole fucking podcast is going to be lost at this rate.
Well, I'm lost, and I'm looking through IMDb. I've seen movies I've seen, but I don't remember him from any of them. Well, yeah, I don't know this guy.
He's one of those guys that when you see him, you know him. Yeah, but you'd never really recognize the name.
That show's on FX, right?
It is on FX. FX has a lot of great shows,
including
what's
the show about?
He's basically like, he's a police officer. He's a cop. And it's just a cop show, but the way they portray it, it's like a Wild West kind of thing. He's like the last true gunslinger. Yeah. It's a good show. It's a good show, but it ends this Tuesday. Game of Thrones starts tonight. That's actually where Jesse Kimball is. Jesse Kimball was supposed to be on the show today.
And he chose Game of Thrones over us?
Well, apparently.
I'm going to say it.
No. Hold that thought.
How long do I got to hold this up? Because I really want to say the thought.
Well, I've heard through rumors and whispers in the back alleys that apparently Game of Thrones has a slightly bigger audience than Podzilla 1985.
Well, the only audience I'm trying to right now is Jesse Kibble with Fuck Jesse.
God damn. That's why he doesn't come on the show.
That's okay with me.
I feel like I'm Jordan because I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't either.
I watched the first five episodes.
I watched like one episode, and when there was penises everywhere, I was done.
God damn!
You need
7 minutes and 15 seconds.
It wasn't
before
me.
The first penis mentioned. Courtesy of Tanner Calvert. Thank you, Tanner.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanner. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
I had to let Zach off the hook. I felt
this show's going to the drizzling shits.
If you're going to martyr yourself for anybody, don't let it be Zach Price.
It was a one-time thing.
Stop saying my full name.
No, you're fucking going down with this, buddy. So nobody here watches Game of Thrones?
So I started watching it with Kaylee. We kind of had other things going on. I love the show. The only hard part is you have to have subtitles on because it's really hard to hear and understand something.
Kind of like some of our podcasts when people don't speak into the mic.
We don't have subtitles.
Well, we'll hire somebody. Dylan's raising his hand.
My spelling is awful.
Your spelling is awful.
What was it coughing for? This dick.
Nope. See, he's on his own now.
This is why I'm never going to be taken seriously as a journalist.
Mine was a serious statement. That was legitimately why I stopped watching it.
I don't know. About all the penises?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, there are plenty of breasts and vagina on that show, too.
I don't watch a whole lot of shows with breasts hanging out, either. It's just not my thing. I feel like nudity takes away from a lot of shows, except horror movies, because that's a rule.
I think that's becoming a rule on basic cable shows, too, though, right?
Yeah.
Or premium cable, I should say. Where
basic, too.
I mean, you can't watch a show on HBO. I'm pretty sure every show on HBO has nudity in it at this point. Yeah. But Game of Thrones comes back tonight. It's big news, even bigger news. I don't know if you heard this, but they already leaked half the season onto the internet.
Surprise, surprise.
So yeah, so they're pissed.
I imagine so.
I would be too.
I have never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, but if I gave one shit about that show, I would be mad right now. Since I'm not, I'm going to move on. They just posted Daredevil over the weekend on Netflix, the full series.
So excited.
I haven't got to watch it, so.
Yeah, don't ruin
it for
me.
Watch the spoilers. Yeah. I will tell you one. Now, spoiler alert. It's about a blind lawyer who fights crime in Hell's Kitchen.
God damn it. I didn't know anything about this.
Just like you didn't know
that.
I have
no idea what Daredevil is.
Have you never watched? Oh, my God.
Okay, listen. I'm not going to lie to you. I've never been comic book kid or anything.
This is why you haven't been invited on the Pen and Nerd.
I don't want to get on that goddamn Pen and Nerd
fucking
show.
Fuck Pen and Nerd. Fuck Pen and Nerd. That's my Zach impersonation.
Something Nate.
But you know who Daredevil is, right?
Now.
And you've seen the Avengers movie. You've seen the Marvel movies.
Yeah. Was there a Daredevil movie?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a Daredevil movie, but I think they've retconned it with this new show.
Yeah, it totally, like a lot of the, what would have been considered Marvel comic movies back in those, like back then.
Yeah, Don Fisher. They didn't start the Marvel universe until Iron Man. Yeah.
I'm so lost. What's Marvel Universe?
Iron Man.
I know it's all these superheroes, but what's the, like you say that Marvel Universe?
Marvel Universe comics. Yeah, because there's the comic universe, which has its own plots, and then there's the movie universe. The movie universe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's everything that they've done since Iron Man, except for X-Men and Spider-Man, because those are actually owned by two other studios. Yeah, that's the reason Spider-Man wasn't in Avengers. It's the reason that the X-Men, like in the new Avengers movie, they have Scarlet Witch and, Quicksilver. Yeah. But they're not mutants and they're not Magneto's kids.
They're created
by the Tesseract or Tessa Sack or whatever it's called.
I honestly don't know.
I've never seen X-Men.
You've never seen X-Men?
I own all of them.
We have a new Jordan, ladies and gentlemen.
No, listen, I'm sorry. I want to see all these things. I'm not like Jordan where I'm like, fuck that, I don't want to see it. I want to see these. I want to watch, but I just don't have time.
Why could I watch X-Men when I can watch Big Daddy?
What?
By the way.
That's a shot at Jordan, I think.
Where's Star Wars?
Yeah. Huh?
Don't forget Star Wars next time. I still want to see Star Wars.
You haven't watched Star Wars?
I mean, I've seen pieces of it from like when I was a little kid. My babysitter's like, son watched it all the time, but I've never.
Oh my god. I would just put those on and watch them back to back as a munchkin.
Yeah. I'm thinking about buying it on a. I think they released
it. They just have it.
Just buy it and watch it.
It's fucking $60 for the DVD.
I paid like 90 bucks for the Blu-ray.
I'm just going to buy the digital copy off Amazon.
Just buy it. It's good.
And try to track down the original copies because they've altered so much in the newer versions of it. Like, there's some serious changes in there that pissed a lot of people off.
Just wish you would let me borrow your DVD.
Me being one of them.
I will let you borrow the Blu-rays.
Oh,
that's two high fives in one show. But I will say this about the Daredevil show. I'm not going to spoil much for you guys. If you haven't watched it already, please go watch it because it's really good. It is good, and they do reference the Avengers in it.
Cool.
So if you're wondering if this was going to be a part of the Marvel Universe that we're talking about, they do reference the events of the Avengers, and they reference those characters directly. So they're keeping that going, which is pretty good.
They are really, really expanding. With that whole universe, like TV shows. And
yeah, and I think Dylan, I want you to help me out on this. They're doing the same thing with DC, right? With the Arrow and Flash and the new... now, is that going to be tied to the Justice League movie? Oh, I'm sorry. Batman versus Superman movie that's coming out?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Because I can't see why they wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't make sense if they didn't. Speaking of superheroes, one last thing. They did announce today or maybe yesterday that the new Spider-Man movie... It's going to be another origin story, pretty much, with teenage Peter Parker back in high school again.
Oh, boy.
For the third time.
Replay.
Why is it always the origin story? It's like it reminds me of like when you get wrestling DVDs about John Cena. They always start from the very fucking beginning.
We talked about it on that podcast episode. Yeah. Every episode is the origin episode. Come on. We know who fucking Spider-Man is at this point.
I mean, I could understand if it was maybe another 20 years down the line, you had another generation coming in that might not know, but it's been what? 5 years, six max.
Well, they're still trying to get people like.
Oh, 29 to 9 would be amazing.
True.
I don't think. Well, they said they were going to do. Is it Miles Morales? Is that his name? Yeah, the Black Spider-Man. They were talking about maybe putting him in it. Yeah, not Black Suit Spider-Man, but the actual African American who is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But they decided to go with Whitey again. So big shocker there.
That's gonna be.
And who's gonna play him?
They haven't said yet.
Okay.
I'll watch it because I love superhero movies. Yeah, I say that despite the fact that I haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy yet.
I don't think
We still haven't watched that.
Oh, I've got it. I bought it on the midnight launch.
It's so funny when you buy DVDs and like they sit in your house for like 3 years and you're like, I've never even seen it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I buy it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know why we didn't watch it because someone has a short attention span and doesn't start watching movies till 1 a.m.
Who's Zach? What?
Huh?
Huh?
But yeah, I don't think they're going to make an actual Spider-Man movie, standalone movie. I think he's going to be a supporting character on, I know he's supposed to be in Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, and I think you're the son of a bitch that sent me the picture of Spider-Man
that was a very
on the set
take.
Of the Avengers. And you had me, I told everybody, I told Penn and Nerd, live on the air, I told Penn and Nerd, hey, Spider-Man's going to be in the next movie. And it was fake.
Well, this is my
don't trust anything you read on the internet,
hey,
folks.
It's okay since you're on Penn and Nerd.
Yeah.
Damn it.
This is my honest, I guess it's a theory or a guess, but I think there will be something related to Spider-Man in the end credit scenes for Avengers.
I agree. I think they're going to do something with Spider-Man. They have to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see them not doing that. Zach, you're going to be interested in this, you and Tanner. Lindsay, probably not so much. 411 Wrestling today. I know you were going to be interested in this. They said the WWE is unhappy with the Hall of Fame and, they said it went too long, that they want to keep it under 3 hours. Now, here's my complaint about that. That is what I'm crazy about, is like, that is what you're upset about on the Hall of Fame? It's not the idiots chanting, or being disrespectful or anything like that. It's the fact the show went too long on a network that you fucking own?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pissed now.
It's so stupid!
I don't understand why they're so angry about it. And plus, if they are angry, they can always...
You can't even think because it's so maddening. It's like you really need to squeeze in another repeat of Total Divas instead of letting it run long.
How long did it go over?
I don't have that on here. I think it went like 3.5 hours, something like that.
It's not like you can't put a fucking 30-minute show in.
And most of it, I think, was Dana. I feel so stupid saying her name, Dana Warrior, because he had his name legally changed to Warrior before he died. Dana Warrior was on there for like an hour talking about the Warrior and then Connor.
I didn't like her talking on the Hall of Fame. That was me. I don't know if you watched that part, but I didn't like her.
Not a lot of people did, from what I understand.
I was like, okay, here comes like the cool thing I'm looking for, the Connor thing.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you know Dana Ryan's here. I was like, oh, she's here? Piss break.
Well, like,
want to say I didn't like her.
I could understand if like they had her come out to just give like the hand the award to his family. But to actually have her come out and give a speech.
Well, not only that, they had her come out and give a speech. Then she handed it over to Daniel Bryan, who made another speech. Then they brought Connor's dad out.
They should have only let Daniel Bryan.
Bryan should
have. Like, I think what Tanner said is she should have just been out there just to.
I think they should have done a co-thing where her and Daniel Bryan come out together. And they each maybe talk for a few minutes and then they bring the dad out. But it did go too long.
I think Daniel Bryan should have had the most speech time though, just because he had a connection with Connor.
Well, not if you listen to Justin Roberts. Zach, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Justin Roberts came out and said that apparently Daniel Bryan and Connor didn't really have the relationship that they portrayed on television, and that was part of the reason he was upset, was because he felt like they were kind of rewriting history to best serve themselves, which is really sad. We got pretty depressed on that story.
But who else would have introduced him?
Inducted him?
Oh, fuck. I've already have a misquote now. Who else would have
inducted him.
Who else would have introduced... Fuck.
No, you're right. You're right.
I don't think
poor grammar and upbringing aside, you're absolutely right. Who else would be staring at me?
I was about to say blame the high school he went to, but I can't do that.
Fuck that high school.
Well, yeah, fuck his high school.
Fuck Egyptian.
Yeah. Fuck school.
Yeah, fuck our high school.
You want to hear some other cool wrestling news?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wait, that's not in my notes. It doesn't say anywhere in my notes.
No.
No, go ahead.
Did you hear that Vicky Guerrero was actually pretty upset about how the WWE made her character?
I could see that.
She was on Chris Jericho's
podcast. Well, they portrayed her as a cougar.
No, it wasn't. I wonder where she got played. They always made fun of her weight.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like a big thing they always wanted to do, and she got really pissed off about it, but she ended up doing it anyway.
Like when The Rock came out and actually sang a whole song about how fat she was.
Hey, bitch, you look horrible tonight or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, Rock's talented, isn't he?
I think he is.
Speaking of divas, I have another one on here.
Oh, boy.
It's in my notes.
Okay.
Rosa Mendez, she posted an Instagram picture.
Done. I'm already over it.
Well, hold on. Calm down, String Bane. Let me get this out.
I swear to God, you keep using my fucking line.
Rosa Mendez posted a picture of her plus 7 other women, the usual suspects, and they're going to have a Diva Battle Royal tomorrow to determine the number one contender to the women's title. Now that AJ quit, because AJ was supposed to be the original Diva that was going to face Nikki Bella. That in itself isn't really that important. But I'm thinking.
I already know you're going with this. I know you're going with
this. You say it, and I want to see if I agree with what you're thinking.
Charlotte's going to make a debut and win.
That's what I was thinking. Charlotte comes out, and I mean, this is a great time to introduce her and have her go over strong, which means they absolutely won't do it.
I think this will be a. I can see this being a huge push for the Divas now.
Do you have a list of who's going to be in the fight?
It's on 411. Off the top of my head, I think I remember it was Rosa Mendez, Alicia Fox, Emma. For some fucking reason, is back on there.
That was.
Brie, but Nikki's champion, so obviously she wouldn't be in it.
Oh,
but Brie is in it.
Any more NXTs?
Naomi and Cameron. No, it's just the main roster. And I think Natalya. So just main rosters. Which is why I think Charlotte's going to come out and debut. Because it would just make the most sense.
It's all stagnant and stale now. Which is
you
see them on Total Divas on the network.
Oh, and Paige. Paige is in there.
You see them on Total Divas on the network, on regular cable. You see them on the main roster, like Raw and SmackDown. It's getting so old. It's like, okay, let's see something new. And I think it'd be a good idea if they brought Charlotte in.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
I'm not totally enthused with the Divas roster now. Like, just period. Any of it.
Well, the NXT Divas are so much better.
Oh, really? They're badass.
I mean, I know we're going to sound like those guys that's like, oh, it's so much better over there. But it's so much better over there.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Alexa Bliss. They've got Sasha Banks.
Bayley. Fucking love Bayley.
I love Sailor Banks. Sailor Boss. Lindsay, do you like Sailor Boss?
That's the one that likes Sailor Moon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
She's also Snoop Doggy Dogg's cousin. Huh. How awesome is that? Come on. If you thought wrestling was wild before, wait to see what happens when Snoop Dogg gets behind the camera.
Oh God.
That's a joke. It's a joke from last week.
She related to Nelly. Cause then it'd get real interesting.
Segway.
So, speaking of Nelly, Zach Goodge.
Yes, nailed it.
Hey, give me another high five on that. So let's see where we went there. We went from wrestling to rapper to other rapper to news story. That's what you call a segue.
Professional. We're fucking journalists.
Five stars you got right there. So yeah, Nelly got arrested for drugs.
Well, it's
no one is surprised.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm surprised by the meth.
Okay, well hold on. To be fair, he says the meth wasn't his. I think he owned up to the marijuana because he's a rapper.
I mean, meth.
But he's not a rock star, so he didn't claim the meth.
That's the thing. Whenever there's an arrest made like that, they don't reference who was carrying what. They just say this was found in the possession of.
Well, yeah, because it was on his tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the other dude who was arrested with him.
Yeah, there was, I think, one or two other people that was arrested.
I've seen the one. But the one was a convicted felon.
Yeah, you know he's going to take the fall for the meth.
Yeah. But
Nelly's not going to jail for meth.
And it very well could have been his.
See, this kind of sucks because Nelly has, he's finally, I like Nelly. I like his music.
He's from St. Louis.
He's from St.
Louis. He's a local boy.
And he actually has.
He did get shot.
He has colleges out now, too. Just opened up a second one.
He has what?
Colleges.
Oh, really?
There's my brother actually just graduated from it.
Wait, hold on. Your brother graduated from a Nelly college?
Mm-hmm. They go through a different school, but it's called Extreme Institutes by Nelly, and he's the one who started it, and they're pretty recognized.
Is this just for music or what?
I mean, business music and, like, engineering and, like anything that has to do with, like, sound. So we should fucking get him here for our music.
Oh my God, anything. Anything is better than what we do every day.
We're talking to your brother, right? Not Nelly.
We're talking to Trent, yeah.
I would rather get Nelly down here, if I can be honest with you.
After that last podcast, no thank you.
We won't tell him about
that last podcast. I
don't
let him listen to our last podcast.
Well, don't worry. I don't think anyone listened to our last podcast. No, that's not true. Actually, the last podcast, I believe, is the second highest rated one.
Well, y'all did talk about it enough.
Yeah, because we pushed it. We promoted it.
You paid $5 to promote it?
No, I didn't. I've never paid. No, we're talking about word of mouth. Facebook is a powerful
tool. Is it really
the
second?
Oh. I think it's the second or third, yeah. I mean, actually, Tanner and I were talking about this.
I still haven't figured out on the site where I can look to keep track of that stuff.
Well, I mean,
I am not technologically skilled.
I'm not one of those guys that I'm going to sit there and study. I'm not Eric Bischoff. I'm not going to watch the ratings
every
week.
I'll do it if you show me how.
No, because you'll go crazy.
No, I won't.
You'll go crazy.
I'm already crazy.
I know you're already crazy. But I was telling Tanner this. Our most watched episodes are always, or most listened to episodes are always wrestling podcasts.
Well, dope. We're wrestling fans.
Yeah, but I you know,
that's what
again,
makes the best show.
Whenever I want to be a serious journalist, I think no one cares unless I talk about fucking Scott Steiner.
Segway.
Big pop of pump. Holler if you hear me. No, the reason
good Lord.
The reason I did the Nelly story is, I mean, yeah, it's kind of important because it is local to us here in Cape Girardeau. But there's just a story I wanted to tell of my encounter with Nelly, where I never met the man.
Oh, okay.
First off, you guys are looking at me like we hung out.
Well, say encounter with.
I've had an encounter with him too.
Well, here's my encounter with him. So when I was younger, when we were, you know, in our early 20s, we used to go down to the pool hall down here in downtown Cape Girardeau.
You and Nelly did?
No. Me and, Chad and Bob. We used to go down there all the time. My friends Chad and Bob. I'd say shout
Cheddar,
out, but there's no
Cheddar
fucking
Bob
way they're
from,
listening
Eight
to this.
Mile movie.
But we go down to the pool hall and we'd always play pool on the weekends. Well, we went in one day and if they are listening to this, they're already laughing because they know where I'm going. Their jukebox was broken and it only played Hot in Here by Nelly and it played it over and over. And I swear to God, as soon as the song went in, it would just go, dern, dern, so hot and it was over and over. And by the end of it, we were all just laying on the floor, like sucking our thumbs because it was too hot in there.
I was about to say, that sounds like the beginning of a nightmare.
It was,
I thought you were thinking it was something.
I'm pretty sure that's how they torture terrorists.
What's that, Tanner?
I'm pretty sure that's how they torture terrorists.
With Nelly?
I think they torture terrorists by putting them in a room and having Chanel West Coast's laugh over and over repeat.
Wait, who's?
Chanel West Coast from
Ridiculousness?
Yeah, Ridiculousness.
Give me your
Rob
best
Dyrdek.
One. Give me your best impersonation.
I can't play that.
Tanner, you do it.
I can't play that stupid.
Dylan, you got one?
That's not physical.
Oh, well. I'm sure Nelly will get out soon.
Oh, he will.
He's probably out already.
But wasn't there guns found too? Not only did the drugs.
They did find a firearm too.
The guns don't surprise me. It's always the weed and the guns that.
That was yours, Dylan? I believe it. I believe it. And surely rappers don't carry weapons. And I'm not saying that jokingly. I don't think rappers carry weapons because that's why they have 8-foot tall security guards.
If I say the other dude who was arrested that was a convicted felon, by the size of him, I would say he was the one carrying the gun and was a security guard. Nelly is a little dude.
He's a little guy.
He's very tiny.
No. Did the guy look like he did meth?
Did he have teeth?
There's one telltale sign, and he wasn't smiling.
Did he have scratches on his face, like he picked at it or anything?
Did he have like bad acne or anything like that?
Was it blue? Was the meth blue?
We're not going back to that. I listened to the last podcast.
Was he wearing a shirt that said, I love meth? Wait, what is the blue joke? I'm not.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really how Walking Bad works?
No, the Walking Bad?
Walking Bad.
You're as bad as Zach.
Don't ruin anything with me.
I don't watch it.
All right, for everyone that hasn't watched Walking Dead or Breaking Bad, no, Walter White did not cause the zombie apocalypse in The Walking Dead.
Would
have been a great way to tie those shows together, though.
That would have been interesting.
And if you haven't seen them, just go watch the shows. I say that, but I've never watched either.
Breaking Bad, I started watching. It's pretty fucking badass.
I watched the first two seasons of Walking Dead, and I gave up on it. I just got sick of it.
You know why I want to watch Breaking Bad so bad? I mean, Walking Dead so bad?
CM Punk.
You're damn straight.
Fuck. Let's move on. Next. Tanner, this one's for me and you here. I thought of you when I read this.
Okay.
I actually read this on Coast to Coast AM's website, because you know I'm a big Coast to Coast fan. Yeah. Apparently in China, they have found the gateway to hell.
Huh. Another one?
Are they going to send the Rock over there?
Oh,
that's a Doom joke, isn't it? Lindsay just made a Doom joke.
It's like just send Kane.
The demon. The demon Kane.
He should get up in his get-up and just, I'll go.
No. All right, so basically they found this hole in the ground that is so hot. This is the temperature they recorded when they could get close enough to it. It was recorded at 792 degrees Celsius, 1,458 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're like constantly burning?
Yes. And they said that if you, geologist Hu Tan, I'm probably mispronouncing that, don't laugh at me.
Hu Tan.
Stop that. He said the air is so hot that if you put a branch near it, the branch bursts into flames.
That's awesome.
How do you get a branch that close without?
I guess you throw it at it. Well, no,
you
they
just chuck
they,
it. In.
Well, I think the heat is coming directly from the hole.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're around the hole, you're okay, but near the hole, like if you get in front of it or beside it, it could burn you real bad.
Is this
you get,
a direct
you get,
result of
if you get
the
too ho- too close to the
there,
hole, it gets so, too hot. Yeah.
Damn it.
I see where you're going with
this.
Hole.
This hole is like.
Are you looking at the hole?
Wide.
Yeah, it's a big hole.
No, it's not.
It's a tiny hole.
It's a very tiny hole.
How tiny?
That's how you want
them. He said 3 foot.
Steiner couldn't fit in it.
What about Rollins?
Well, Rollins' penis.
Oh. He wouldn't have one anymore if he put it in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know it's clearly not the gateway to hell.
Yeah.
And they come up with these stories every so often. You remember when I first started getting on the internet, one of the first things I found before I knew the difference.
In 96?
In 92.
When I first started getting on the internet.
We were on 28.8 kilobytes.
Say, cue the dial up.
Still dial up.
Yeah, we were on dial up, you young bastards. I think Dylan's leaving us. Dylan, you leaving us?
Yeah,
I would.
All right, go count some cigarettes. You have a good night, buddy. It was good seeing you again. Dylan Diebold, everybody. That was talking to you guys, not the people
on
there.
Bye, Dylan.
There you go, yeah.
Bye.
But anyway, when I first started getting on the internet, there was a sound clip that they said they recorded at the Gateway to Hell, and you could hear people screaming. You ever heard of that? Mm. I'll have to play that for you. It's pretty creepy. Fake as shit, but it's pretty creepy.
Next week on Tanner Thursday.
No, we're talking about conspiracy theories.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, we're excited about that. But Gateway to Hell is found, and Kane came out of it.
Found his long-lost brother.
You can find that on Coast to Coast AM. Go check it out. It's a pretty interesting story. Another interesting story. Hey, this relates to our website, sort of.
Kind of.
Godzilla.
In a roundabout way.
It's a Godzilla story.
Okay.
I'm going to play the Jordan card here.
I swear to Christ, if you ask me who Godzilla is,
I know who Godzilla
I'm gonna slap the dick out of your mouth. Okay. Well, have you never seen a Godzilla movie?
I'm telling you, I was a kid who didn't get movies or TV growing up.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch Godzilla until I was with you.
Tanner, help.
Yes, yeah, so
I did.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't remember a whole lot.
I knew who Godzilla was.
I mean, yeah, we all knew that.
Well, yeah, I think Godzilla is kind of like Mario. Like, even people that don't play video games know who Mario is.
Who's Mario?
No. Well, Godzilla was... this is a great story. This is from one of those, it sounds so fake, it has to be true things.
I remember seeing it float around.
What's the... Are you talking about the hotel?
Well, no. I saw what you're getting ready to talk about.
Oh, you saw this already?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't get snippy. Lindsay has a habit that whenever I ask her, hey, did you hear about this? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I'll say, what am I talking about? And she has no idea. She just wants to belong somewhere, you know? But no, Godzilla was named the special resident and tourism ambassador for the Shinjuku ward in Tokyo.
Because he's awesome.
The guy that's destroyed more places in Tokyo than a nuke. Was named the special resident and tourism ambassador.
That's because everybody loves Godzilla now.
I can't say much. I'm a horror movie fan.
Yeah.
My favorite franchise is the Friday the 13th series. And I'm pretty sure I remember them at one point in time giving Jason Voorhees a Lifetime Achievement Award on MTV.
Yeah, but but to me, that would be like if there was really a place called Camp Crystal Lake and they awarded Jason like Counselor of the Year.
Yeah.
You know?
But still, I think it goes along the same lines.
To be fair, I want to point out to the audience, Godzilla's not real.
Yes.
He's
a fictional character. He's the representation of, and this is what gets me, he's the representation of the atrocities that men have created against each other. So they're going to put the lei around his neck, and they're going to have him greet you when you go into Tokyo.
But they're not in Hawaii. Why is Hawaii?
Yeah, why is
that? I don't know. Isn't that like the international greeting for party?
No,
that's just fucking Hawaii. They say aloha.
That means hello and goodbye.
Yes, it does.
But when they put a
aloha, lay on, Zach.
But, but when they put a lay on.
God damn it. No, Zach, sit back down. No.
I was just having flashbacks of USC.
I should have taken you guys' advice when you said you should probably use the bathroom before the show.
Now you gotta use the bathroom, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad. It always happens when you're, they are making a new Godzilla movie, by the way, which is coming out next year. Like, Toho is making a new Godzilla movie.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be the first one since Final Wars, which I think was 2004, maybe 2005, something like that. I can't remember. It was the weirdest Godzilla movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it? He literally fights all the monsters. He fights everybody.
He ends up fighting different versions of Godzilla. Is that the same one?
Well, he fought the American Godzilla, yeah, who they just call Zilla. And he fought him in Sydney, Australia, and beat his ass in like 5 seconds.
Well, yeah, it's American Godzilla.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible.
Everybody hated that movie.
But they do have a new Godzilla movie coming out next year. And then the new Gareth Edwards Godzilla sequel to the American one is coming out in 2018. Toho executive, I got this written down because I'm going to mispronounce this name. I'm still going to mispronounce this name. It's like when Lindsay, we were doing the Robotech show.
I know.
And we were trying to figure out what the name was.
I practiced beforehand and I still did it wrong.
Well, same here. Toho executive, is it Minami? Minami?
Where's the spelling?
Minami Ichikawa says, and I quote, you're laughing because his name sounds different than yours. He said, and I quote, Godzilla is a character that is the pride of Japan. That is like saying Jason Voorhees is the pride of the United States. He's a fucking serial killer.
At the same time, though, it's an icon that everybody across the world knows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows Jason. And
would that be like saying...
I didn't know Jason until later, because I don't like
you just, you
movies.
Give up too quickly.
No, Zach, have you ever watched Friday the 13th?
Yes. Yes. I was going to go with a really funny statement about how they said that Godzilla is the pride of Japan.
Okay, go for it.
But it's way too dark. It's almost like saying...
Did you listen to the last show?
We're trying to avoid that tonight.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Come on.
It's like saying Saddam Hussein is the pride of the USA.
What?
Wait, no. What?
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, Osama bin Laden, my bad.
No.
No. Because he's not from here.
But Godzilla
is... It's more like saying Osama bin Laden is the pride of Afghanistan.
That's pretty good.
That's more accurate.
I'm going to give a point to both of you.
Because one destroys...
That's true, but
you destroy and they still award this guy.
I can see where you're coming from. So I'm just gonna award the point to both of you, just to save grace.
Now what, bitch?
And
we're tied.
Tanner, I only did that so he wouldn't complain.
We don't want him to leave in the middle of the show.
We don't want him to shove donuts in his mouth. Which
here he goes. ring around your lips.
Let's see if we can catch the sound. Two donuts. You got a big mouth, boy. You can fit. Spit the donuts back up now. Well, now that we got a few minutes without Zach talking, I thought I had something else about Godzilla, but it's gone now. Last quick thing I want to mention, Donut Boy.
Yes.
Lindsay pointed this out to me, and I didn't say much about it until today, because today's National Grilled Cheese Day. Today's National Grilled Cheese Day. Yeah, we get to eat grilled cheese when we go home.
If I know the ending of this conversation, that's not,
I'm not alluding to sex, no.
I know the end of this, I read about this earlier.
It does relate to sex, yes. Now, Lindsay, I think I had grilled cheese last night, didn't I?
Yeah.
And we did have sex this morning.
Sure.
Just, it goes with the study. This is purely scientific, guys.
I should have warned her about where you were going with this. I should have warned us. I feel fucking awkward.
What?
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are we not adults here?
No.
Not with the fucking show.
There was a survey out of 4,600 people. 73% of them have sex once a month as opposed to 63% who don't eat grilled cheese. So if you eat grilled cheese, you actually have more sex. Also, 32% of people that ate grilled cheese had sex at least 6 times a month versus 27% who did not eat grilled cheese.
How do you know it's the grilled cheese? Why isn't it the bread or the cheese?
So you don't think it's
you
the combo?
Both together.
No, I mean, don't you eat pickles with your grilled cheeses too?
No, I don't eat pickles with grilled cheese.
Like,
no.
Every time I get grilled cheese,
no, hold on. Don't you get uppity about this, Miss Thing. Right. You're the one that eats hot dogs with peanut butter on them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I'm always growing up with pickles on the side. I eat the grilled cheese and have a pickle.
Yeah, that's
well,
different.
Pickles are gross, so.
Oh, I like pickles.
I bet you do.
I that's part of why I gave you a little note on top of your notes
wait a minute.
There.
The note that says yowie?
Uh-huh. Okay. You guys are always talking about penises.
Is it a cooked hot dog or an uncooked hot dog?
Cooked.
And you just like dip it down
no,
the peanut butter?
No, you spread the peanut butter on the bun and then
that
put the hot dog on top of it.
I don't feel like she's going to be able to defend herself well on this because this is
I'm
disgusting.
Not. It's a family thing, okay?
She's from Pennsylvania. And they're weird up there.
Look!
There's so many
it's,
Amish
it's kind of like if you have a Twinkie
okay, well,
wiener
you know
sandwich. You just taste it separately.
Wait, no, hold on. Did you just say a Twinkie wiener sandwich?
Yes!
The fuck is a Twinkie wiener?
I told you not to
wiener.
Talk about our sex life in public.
No, it's from UHF.
What the fuck is a UHF?
Hey, that's a Weird Al movie.
Nobody yeah. likes Weird Al.
Okay, I'm gonna go home.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I can't agree with that statement.
Okay.
I am an avid Weird Al fan.
You think Weird Al eats grilled cheese?
Probably not.
You think Weird
if,
Al
if
has
he did
sex?
At one point, not anymore. He's vegan.
Is he really vegan?
Uh-huh.
How do
vegan is that
survive?
Strange? Yeah, it's that strange level of vegetarianism where
I don't eat anything
you don't eat
with
anything
a face.
That comes from an animal. Maybe it is a shoe.
And I sadly only know that because I watched a special on Jelly Bellies.
What's a Jelly Belly?
It's a jelly bean.
Jelly beans?
I'm still hung up on a hot dog peanut butter combo.
Well, she does
Look,
other things
too. I used
too.
To do it because my dad would burn the hot dogs and the peanut butter covered up the burnt taste.
To be fair.
Wait a minute. Before you say anything.
Okay.
Okay. When I've always had a burnt hot dog, my solution was the relish, the mustard, the ketchup.
I don't like that stuff.
Wait, are we talking burnt like on the grill? Or
yes.
That's
No.
Only
hold
way
on,
to
hold
eat
on.
A hot dog.
No, we're not talking about on the grill. The way they cook hot dogs is they literally
okay,
like take
and
sticks
the fire pit.
And they yeah and they put hot dogs on. And then you hold it over the flame.
Well, still,
but
that's the only
on
way
the
to eat a hot
sometimes
dog.
Sometimes too. But
if I take a hot dog off the grill at my house without it having black on it, I'm liable to get shot.
Well, hold on. I got a joke here. If the hot dog's not black, you get shot. Wait, I could spin this into a racist joke. Give me a second. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Zach, continue. What point do you need to make?
Fucking peanut butter?
Yes! It's good!
I'm gonna try it now.
How about the Twinkie thing
Shannon,
you said a second ago?
Shannon, your mother tried it and said
again?
It was okay.
Well, it's apparently it's a sex thing.
My mom
well,
was a little odd, though.
It's a Wolfgang thing, okay?
It is a Wolfgang thing. It's a strange
thing
to do.
I'm trying to think if my families have any weird food habits. I don't think we do.
The only weird food habit my family had, my dad, he just liked to cook everything in one pot, no matter what it was. So, yeah, everything is, you just take a big pot and throw hooves.
It's really hard to think of something weird.
The first thing
if
you
think
of think is
it's
hooves.
Weird.
It's a good point.
Because everything I think I eat.
Now, Tanner, you're getting an audible call over here by your wife. Yeah. What's this about?
I forgot about this. When me and her first started dating and I moved in with her, I walk in the house one day and in the fridge there are like four, you know, 20 ounce soda bottles in the fridge of Coca-Cola full of, about half full of soda with peanuts.
What?
Yes.
You had peanuts in your soda?
It was not me.
Does it absorb the flavor?
I have no clue. That is my wife and her family, my in-laws. That is something they do. I had never seen it until then.
Clearly, it's a cult of some kind.
I gotta find one out.
Are you gonna text your wife and find out about that?
What's a weird food thing that my family does that you find strange?
Brandon,
I don't know your family.
Do we have anything, Brandon?
I'm trying to think of something else weird that my family does. Oh, we're getting something from the wife. Cocktail sauce on crackers.
Crackers
I've known
yeah.
people that have done that.
Yeah.
She
My mom has other weird habits that I picked up. Like, it's not even food. I have this weird habit, and she gives me hell about it all the time. When I buy a pillow, I go directly to the tags. I feel how firm it is, and if it's nice, then I go to the tags. The tag has to have a right feel to it, because I'm constantly, it's like a nervous
tick. I just ripped the tag off the pillow.
You can't do that.
Once what? You own it, you can.
You can't do that. That's illegal. It says on there, you do not do that. Well, and don't you think Obama's not listening at this point?
I could care less.
Oh, hell.
I want to come back if I don't find one out. I want to restate my
just mind. Hold on to it. Well, I do have one. It's not so much because we were weird, but because we were poor that we couldn't really afford food a lot when I was younger. So we would get creative, and I would have barbecue sandwiches. And by barbecue sandwich, I mean I would take a piece of bread,
put barbecue
sauce in the middle, fold it over. That's the third one right there. Oh, is that four?
That's a quad five.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I used to eat those all the time. I was barbecue fed.
Yeah, that and I think your consistent diet was that and cheeseburgers.
You know what Kaylee does?
And Pepsi.
And Pepsi.
You've all had strawberry shortcake, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
I haven't?
Well, you know it's like a pound
cake? It's a sponge cake.
Sponge cake. And you put whipped cream and strawberries on top.
Mm.
Kaylee takes out the sponge cake and just crumbles up crackers. Saltines inside of it.
My
okay, she's
does
mixing
that.
Salt and sweet, but okay.
But crackers just sounds weird to me.
Yeah, it does.
But like, all right. So
I understand what she's doing, though.
But it's gross.
Yeah, at our house, we do like either that, the sponge cake, or the angel food cake. My mom does pie crust with the strawberries and...
That's flaky.
Yeah, and the whipped cream.
I always wanted to try the Homer Simpson thing where you take a pie crust and like some cloves, I think it was, and dip them in there and pour milk in it and just eat it out.
Some what?
What?
It's a Simpsons episode. Go watch it.
Cloves?
Cloves.
Huh.
He immediately regrets his decision, if that helps.
Okay. Okay.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't good.
It's like,
okay. Now, Tanner, you were talking about crackers, right?
No, that was...
You were talking about crackers. All right. Well, we're going to segue into a story about a white cop.
I'm going to come back to mine, though.
Oh.
All right. Wow, good segue.
Yeah, crackers, cops, you know.
At least it's not racist.
Well, no, it's about to get racist.
Oh, here we go.
This isn't a funny story.
Okay, I don't want to say his name.
Let's get serious.
No, this is not a funny story. You all heard about we talked about this a little while ago, Walter Scott, the gentleman who they videotaped, he was running from the cops when they shot him in the back.
Yeah.
We're about 43 minutes. We're about 18 minutes left.
I'm just looking.
It's pretty good. We're doing pretty good on this.
We just go as long as we want.
No, because then the WWE will fire us.
Well, we're not a part of the WWE as much as you would want to be sometimes.
I don't think I'd want to be at this
point. Okay, we're good.
Nah, no way.
I'm trying out TNA and ROH.
Yeah, TNA, good luck. You'll be back here in a year. Not because you're going to do a bad job. Yeah, you're just going to, they're just going to go broke. Anyway, not only was there the Walter Scott story, but there was one, I guess it's a little lesser known because, they just released the video, I think today, of the body camera that the cops have to wear now. So there was a gentleman named, let me find it here, Eric Harris, who was selling a gun to an undercover cop. Well, the cops came to bust him. He takes off running. The video shows them chasing him down. They grab him. They tackle him to the ground. They're trying to cuff him. And that is when, and this is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa Reserve Deputy Robert Bates, who is 73, I think that's important, is 73, he says on this audio, "I'm going to tase him," because I guess they're having trouble cuffing him. He pulls out his gun instead and shoots the guy in the back. Immediately says, I shot him, I'm so sorry. You hear another cop say, he shot him. The guy's on the ground, he's screaming for help. He said, he shot me, help, he shot me, I breathe, I'm losing my breath. The cops are yelling at him, fuck you, you fucking ran, fuck your breath. And no one is helping him. The guy died later on.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, the cops are saying that... The cops are saying that it's not his fault. It's not the guy's fault because it was an accident. He pulled his gun instead of his taser.
How the fuck do you pull the wrong damn thing?
Have you ever felt one of the tasers the cops carry?
No.
It's a gun.
Okay. It is a gun, yeah.
Don't they carry... Okay, I don't think you carry a taser and a gun right beside each other, right? You carry one on the other side?
Well, they said that it was because the situation was so frantic that...
He just reached.
It was an honest mistake. But
I mean, I've heard of cases of that happening before.
It's called slip and... what is it called? I forget the term for it.
How long has he been a veteran? How long has he?
Well, first off, I think we should point out that he is a reserve deputy.
Yeah.
He is, you know what
I
mean?
So he's trained to know.
He's
also 70 something, man.
Well, that's the point I was going to make is that the dude's 73. Now, we don't like people that age driving. So why is this motherfucker walking around with a gun helping bust people?
Well, I mean, I've seen cases where it's okay. Like in Pulaski County, there's an auxiliary officer. I think he's retired now, but he was around that age. And as long as you go through all your certification, you can still carry a firearm.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the age. It's the fact that he's done this before. He's been in frantic situations. I would hope.
Not necessarily. Just because he's that age and he's.
You would think, though, that if he's.
I don't think there's any reason he should have been there in the first place. From the video, they have multiple cops there. They have the guy on the ground. They're cuffing him. There was no need for him to pull his taser out to begin with.
True.
And he's 73 years old. Why is a 73-year-old reserve cop helping bust this guy?
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't make sense. And then the fact that they said that in the heat of the moment, they had an auditory exclusion, I think they called it, where they didn't hear the gunshot. And I guess they also didn't hear everyone screaming, he shot him. And they just left the guy there as he's bleeding to death. The guy's screaming for help, and they're not doing anything about it. It looks like this guy is going to walk because he is so old. It's like their excuse is, well, he's old and he kind of made a mistake. Well, like, when is that a valid excuse when a man's life is taken?
I've worked as an auxiliary police officer before, and I have seen and read and watched stories where it has happened. Just because the taser and the fire and the gun always feel almost identical, depending on what gun you carry. You get frantic in a situation like that, it does happen. You reach to what you feel like is your taser, or when you're chasing somebody, you get up on them, you're fighting with them, your belt shifts, and your taser, which was in front of you, or just on your side, shifts, and now your gun's further up, and you reach and you think you got your taser, you know. Moving around, those belts, they shift a lot.
Yeah.
And like the taser and the pistol, I know a lot of guys that keep their pistol on the right-hand side, and since they're still right-handed, they keep the taser like on the front of the belt. So that way they can just grab it here and go.
Don't typically, though, you know, I've watched enough cop shows, and typically when they go to tase somebody, don't they typically pull out the taser? They hold it up and say, I'm going to tase you if you don't stop. They give him a warning.
Well, he says I'm going to tase him.
Yeah, but he didn't tell the guy, stop or I'll tase you. He just said, I'm going to tase him.
Yeah, so he didn't even
skip
the look.
Yeah, he skipped the whole process. So that's a good point. If you have the suspect on the ground, and you've got multiple cops on him. He wasn't going anywhere. I guess he felt that the tasing was necessary just to, I don't know, stop the struggle, you know?
Yeah.
But if you have that much time to grab it, he's already on the ground. You'd think he would have enough time to realize this is not a taser, this is a gun. Yeah. And I think part of it's because he's 73 years old.
Yeah,
a 73-year-old man should not have a gun. He should not be chasing down suspects.
Yeah, I agree with that. I understand there's auxiliary programs, and they're made for people like my age who, you know, don't want to be a full-time police officer, yet they need the extra manpower out there to help with different things.
Yeah.
Like, I've had to help with arrests and stuff because I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5", you know, I'm stout. Sometimes they arrest people, and they need help, you know, putting a body on them and getting them down. But why would you need a 73-year-old officer out there helping you? That doesn't make sense.
With a gun and a taser.
I believe.
You know?
I believe if you're out there, you should be able to carry some type of firearm for safety.
I agree. But,
he shouldn't have been out there that age.
I think this goes back, and I've talked about this before on my own personal Facebook. I made a lot of enemies talking about this. Because, you know, the area we're at, anytime something like this happens with, Michael Brown and Walter Scott, it's a lot of the people we know are very quick to defend the cop and condemn the criminal.
Yeah.
Because that's just the area we're in, you know? And they're doing the same thing with this guy. They're talking about his past and what he's done and why he was running. He was high on PCP apparently when they did this. But I think that has no bearing on what happened to him.
No, he didn't deserve that at all.
He didn't deserve it. And I blame this on poorly trained police. Yeah. This is just like what I said when Darren Young was in trouble for what he did to Michael Brown, that if he had been trained better to use non-lethal weapon against him, which he didn't even have. He didn't even have a fucking taser when he killed Michael Brown. There was a guy who was in his own apartment that the cops busted in and found him naked. They shot him because the cop got scared because the guy was acting high.
Yeah.
Since when is it okay for police to get scared and start shooting like it's the Wild West? They're supposed to be trained to handle these situations without anybody dying.
Yeah. And that is poor training. I mean, I haven't been through the firearm training for the police department. I haven't been through a concealed carry class, which I plan to take it just so I can have it. I want to see what they say. I want to see what the classes are like. But I've talked to enough officers that have taken it, and the firearm should be the last thing you ever have to pull.
It should be a last resort. Killing a suspect is a last resort when all other options are exhausted. And it's not the first thing you do.
Yeah. My opinion is, if they come at you violently, okay, with the Michael Brown case, he didn't have a non-lethal option. He did not have a taser. And a taser is a police officer's option. He has that option to carry one. Because in order to carry one, you have to take a full 5 seconds of it. You have to be tased yourself.
Right, which I've heard. But don't you think that should be mandatory?
Some departments have made it that way and some haven't. Because I don't think it should be mandatory because you shouldn't have to be forced to do something like that unless you want to.
Yeah, but there should be some option where you don't have to kill a suspect who's unarmed.
Yeah, and then that's why they have mace, which you have to get mace as well to use pepper spray.
I believe he had mace at this too. There were so many options he could have chosen.
Yeah.
And it was a mistake. You know, it looks like it was an honest-to-God mistake, but the fact that the mistake happened in the first place is pathetic.
Talking about the 73-year-old man, I don't really think you could hold him accountable to the full extent. I think the police department's the department that's itself is more accountable for the simple fact that they had a 73-year-old man out there carrying a gun.
Well, I mean, there have been people charged with conspiracy, with involuntary manslaughter. You know, there are different charges out there for situations like this. And I think the guy should bear some of the blame.
Some, yes.
It's his negligence that caused this death.
Yeah.
He did not check his weapon. He did not go, you know, he shouldn't have been out there in the first place. He did not check his weapon and someone died as a direct result of his mistake. Now, you tell me one other job where you can cause somebody's death by accident, even if it's an accident, and you aren't held responsible for it.
I've seen it.
You know?
Yeah, I've seen it, unfortunately. But
it's ridiculous.
I tell you, the people who I think should be in the most trouble with this situation is the cops who are actual full-time paid that were there and not doing anything to help this
man. Didn't do the help, and that put their knee in the back of his head and told him and said, fuck you, while he's dying, while he's begging for help.
Yeah. When shots are fired, first thing you're supposed to do is call for an ambulance.
Well, again, they said they couldn't hear the shots, but I don't believe that.
They're there on top of him.
And they see the blood. I saw the video. I saw the blood. You hear the cops screaming he shot him. There's no reason it should have happened. We're going to talk about this more on April 21st. We're going to have a show about Walter Scott and police relations in America. So we'll continue that then. You know, I don't want to get into this too much right now because it's really depressing. And this is a comedy show for more or less, you know. So we're going to bring it back up. Zach, you were checking your phone there the whole time. I think you found a food maybe?
Oh, yeah. Liver dumplings.
What?
No, what are liver dumplings?
It's mostly on my mom's side of the family. It's a German thing. It's basically made of spatzle.
Lindsay, you're German.
I have no idea what you're saying.
It's like a pasta type thing. It's really hard to describe. You just gotta look it up. Basically, they call them liver dumplings because they boil it in some kind of special
liver?
No, casing.
Casing, yeah. And it's just boiled. Looks like little gray things. They look like little bitty pieces of chewed up gum. I'm not even kidding you. And
that sounds appetizing.
And like for Thanksgiving and Christmas, they have like 5 crock pots full, bowls covered in gravy.
That does not sound appeitizing.
It's not. I don't like
my
it.
My stomach
just kind of looks like brains.
Yes.
I'm done.
I'll pull up a picture of
you. Yes, please pull up the picture of the brains. While he's doing that, last topic of the day, and it's probably the most important one. I think you guys have already heard this. Have you heard this? Well, you looked at my notes already. So
I don't remember what was on your notes, and half of them were incoherent to me.
Hillary Clinton. She posted a video announcing her bid for presidency. And not only is she announcing her bid for presidency, but she's so far ahead of everybody else for the nomination that it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that she's going to get it. Because the only real opposition she has is Vice President Joe Biden. But, Zach's showing us a picture. You know, that's not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it still looks kind of like intestines.
You're
eating, intestine pasta.
Yeah.
It looks like something totally different.
That Marco's pizza we had earlier look like shit, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Hillary Clinton just announced her running for president. Are you excited, Tanner? Can I say what you are? Is it okay?
Yes, that's right.
Are you? You're a Republican. I am. You're a Republican. Zach?
But I am a, I don't know how to describe it. I'm a new age Republican.
So you don't fall into the old racist ways of the old Republicans.
So you're more of a liberal, like not as conservative.
Yeah, I'm more
a new age Republican. I thought that was a pretty good
open-minded Republican.
Yeah,
there we go. That's better.
Yeah. So what do you, as probably the only other person on this panel that is as into politics as I am, Zach, I don't know if you're into politics very much.
That's all I come from.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton running?
I'm torn. I never, even before, like, she decided to run for president, I never cared for her.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Bill Clinton? Do you like Bill?
I liked Bill.
Mm-hmm. Bill was cool. Yeah. Cool dude.
Yeah, I liked Bill. I liked him as a
great guy, good president.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah.
I'm
fucking thrilled, actually.
What did you think? Now, she ran for president once before.
Yeah.
Back when Obama beat her out.
The first time, right? She didn't run. Oh, wait.
Well,
she ran for the nomination. Yeah.
I think it's four.
Because she was running for president, and, she didn't get it. Obama got it. Obama won, of course, and then he served two terms. He's going to be out next term no matter what. And it looks like more than likely, as crazy as this sounds, it's probably going to be, the good chance it's going to be, Hillary Clinton versus Jeb Bush.
It is.
Bush really? Versus Clinton.
Yeah. He's the front runner in the Republican Party right now. And I got to say.
What about that Rand Paul dude?
Well, Rand Paul is also in it.
He just now jumped in.
And I think he's got a great shot too. I like Rand Paul.
I do too.
I liked Rand Paul.
I haven't heard of Jeb Bush.
He is George Bush's brother. He was the governor of Florida. Remember when they had the big controversy?
Chads.
Yeah, when Al Gore should have won the presidency and didn't and lost to George Bush.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush is his state that caused that giant fuck up.
All right, and okay, so I want to know why you guys like Rand Paul, because I don't really know a lot about the guy.
I don't even know who he is.
And I just want to know.
He's pretty similar to me on beliefs. He's like New Age.
Yeah, he's not your typical Republican.
What's his take on like the new?
Oh hell, I'm not gonna know this.
The new social, like gay marriage and stuff like that. What's his?
Well, I still think
we
most Republicans.
Got that deep into it.
Yeah, but most Republicans keep that same view. I mean, if you're running for, think of it this way: if you're gonna run for president on the Republican ticket, you have to appeal to all Republicans.
Almost all conservatives.
Mm-hmm. So more than likely, a candidate they select for that is still going to be anti-abortion, anti-gay legislation, all of that stuff.
Your general extreme right wing.
Yeah. Well, if not extreme right wing, they still have to appeal. They have to appeal to Tanner as well as appeal to Tanner's granddad, you know?
Correct.
And Rand Paul is very much New Age, but I don't think he's that progressive.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Joe Biden is not going to get it.
That'd be a blessing.
I keep forgetting about him, in all honesty.
Well, unless he's screwing up, nobody really remembers Joe Biden, is the problem.
That's the only thing they do remember.
The Biden bloopers.
God, there's so many of them.
There are.
He's a comedy reel on his own.
Is there more George Bush ones?
He's not as bad as George Bush.
No, he's not. He doesn't make up his own words.
Yeah, see, the problem with George Bush, I criticize George Bush like crazy because I'm middle of the road. I lean liberal. I'll admit, I'm gonna high five that, a little high five. And I hated George Bush, but I didn't hate him for the reason that everybody else did. Everybody else made fun of him and said he was an idiot. George Bush was not an idiot.
No.
He was a very smart man. He's like you, Zach. He just misquoted a lot and said a lot of dumb things, but he was a smart guy.
I mean, I'm not gonna take away the fact that he, you know, went to college.
Yeah, smart guy.
He became president.
I wanna add, I'm not a George Bush Jr. fan. Or senior, really. But,
now Tanner.
People make fun of him because he wasn't a very great speaker.
No.
But I want to throw out there, Bill Clinton asked what the definition of is.
And you know what? That was the greatest moment in American history.
It was.
You remember that?
It
was during his deposition for the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and they were trying to impeach him. Yeah. I forget what the question was, but he looked him straight in the eye, straight face, and said, "It depends on what your definition of the word is. The balls it takes. That is a fucking leader
I had a teacher in political science.
I don't know if you could say that, man.
No, that is a fucking leader. Anyone that can look at you in the face and bullshit you like that, that's who we need in charge.
As long as you're confident, you can bullshit anything.
Yeah.
If we've got another Bush coming back in, does that mean we're not going to get to see any Palin antics?
I don't think Sarah Palin's going to run.
Did she finally drop?
Yeah. Well, because it's ridiculous. You know, if Sarah Palin hadn't, I know she got a lot of attention for John McCain when they ran together, but I liked John McCain. He's kind of an older guy, but he is also one of those guys that he'll meet you in the middle. He wants to work towards the future. But Sarah Palin was such a fucking embarrassment that I had considered voting McCain instead of Obama.
I remember you going.
Yeah, I was kind of torn. But when I saw Sarah Palin and the dumb thing she said with Katie Couric and everything else, I couldn't support that. If Sarah Palin had run again in this election, she would have destroyed the Republican Party.
Oh yeah.
Did you just listen to that?
I had to see. I was too young.
I can't believe I never heard that. But I mean, On the idea of Jeb Bush running.
I don't want another Bush in office. I want to point that out. Two Bushes is fucking enough.
He's different.
No more Bush.
I agree. I'm a person.
I like my presidents like I like my porn stars. No Bush.
That's what I was thinking the whole
time. Yeah, that's six.
All I thought about were two Bushes.
It's like five and a half. The other one was little.
That was five.
Oh.
Oh, God. No.
That's all I thought about.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, Tanner, what were you going to say?
Don't they say the third time's a charm? I mean, maybe it'd be better.
He is. He's actually a very good leader. And like some of the stuff, I follow him on Facebook just because I follow all the presidential candidates right now.
Maybe he'll bring back Where's the Beef?
But
what a fucking obscure reference. Jesus Christ.
Why do you look at me and scream at me?
She's spitting out water now. No, she's throwing. I don't know what she's doing.
Why do you look at me and yell at me?
I think I just broke her. Yeah, she's broken. Oh my. She's dead.
We can run the show.
I think she's dying.
We can run the show if you need us to.
I think my wife's going
to
check her.
I think Brandy's going to go check her. I think I just broke Lindsay. I'm so sorry, Lindsay. Anyway. So we're tagging her coughing in the bathroom. I feel like such an asshole.
You are.
We're going to end the show on a death.
I don't want to end the show yet.
Well, we're at an hour now, sir.
I don't want to end the show. Let's keep going.
Yeah, other people have things to do.
And I don't have any other notes.
Well, you didn't write any of them down, but you did mention.
Lindsay, are you okay?
You did that just as I was taking a drink, and I didn't want to spit my water up all over the equipment.
We appreciate that. Let's wrap it up on Hillary, if nothing else. Hillary's running. I'm excited. I don't necessarily want her as my main candidate, but there's really nobody better.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this election goes and how the nominations go. We will keep it updated because I'm huge into politics, wrestling, and the paranormal. What a great combination. Zach doesn't want to end the show. Zach wants to keep going.
Okay.
But I don't have anything else to talk about. Unless you guys want to talk about Heroes of the Storm or, I don't know. Do you guys have anything?
No.
Nothing. Bring notes next time.
I wasted all my good notes on the last fucking show. And you know.
That last show.
Good notes?
No.
I had two full pages of notes.
To be fair, he had really good notes on the last show. I think the problem with the last show is
nobody watched it.
It got out of control. There was
Everybody
too many people.
Nobody watched that.
I think.
No, I mean, he didn't watch what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
And
no, four people is more than enough for this show. I think Pen and Nerd does it better with five people because they have a focused topic for each person. Here, we're much more of talk radio and we just kind of go off. And when you have five people doing that, even if Jordan's there squeaking every 5 seconds, it can get a little distracting. And, I do want to mention that this weekend when we do the wrestling show, it's not, I have a name for it too. Wrestling Unscripted. What? Cause we're not
I'm
on script.
I'm pretty sure that was.
I checked it. I looked it up on Google. I didn't see it.
I'm pretty sure it's a book that Dirty wrote. It's called Unscripted. I have it.
Mine's Wrestling Unscripted.
He added another
They don't
part.
Need a, okay. Put, WWE releasing
You think this is
unscripted?
The first Podzilla?
Well,
there's 40 Podzillas out there.
Did you really Google that?
Yeah.
No, it's funny. Nice. You just say it's Wrestling Unscripted, but I was thinking WWE doesn't have to put Wrestling Unscripted in front of their books. They already know.
Yeah, but see,
it's like the implied you.
But no, they're implying the WWE. We are going to cover all wrestling. But we're not going to go over the shows like we did last time. This time it's going to be week in wrestling in general. What happened, the important stuff. One thing I have an assignment for you. I announced.
You got a pen and paper?
Well, it's easy to remember.
Why the fuck is it an assignment?
We are going to pick out the five biggest times
Booker T.
that we were embarrassed to be a wrestling fan.
Oh!
Five
Ooh.
Moments in wrestling
the last
history.
Show. Number one. Number one through five. I'm done.
Assignment completed.
I thought the last show was hilarious.
I laughed.
The 90 minutes you got to watch of it?
Oh, no, are you talking about wrestling show or our show?
We're talking about the podcast.
Oh. Yeah. I thought the podcast was hilarious.
I was laughing the entire time.
Yeah, a couple audio problems, but,
Five people that were on
audio. Yeah. Still trying to get the audio under wraps, but I thought it went well, and I thought this show went well. I want to thank you guys for coming in here again. Zach, it is always a pleasure when you're here. You're my right hand, and I give my right hand a lot of work.
We didn't talk a lot about Scott Steiner. It's Steiner Sunday.
You didn't Holly, announce you your fat ass of the week.
No, yeah, we did. It was Fat Zach.
I'm fat ass of the week.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because he's stuffing his face full of donuts during the show. Zach, we'll see you again on,
hopefully.
Probably the weekend. I say this next time, because we got, we'll talk about that in a second. Tanner, thank you as well for appearing. I know it's not your usual Tanner Thursday, but we had so much fun last Thursday. I'm glad you came on today.
I am. I'm glad. I've enjoyed myself.
And then I'll see you on Thursday, where we'll be talking about conspiracy theories.
I about to say, what all are we going to cover? Like,
I know I got the Bilderberg group I want to talk about for sure. Roswell.
I know them.
There's a lot we can go over. We'll try to contain it to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Because Jesse Kimball thinks 30 minutes is a better time.
Jesse Kimball can kiss my ass.
I still think you should do what you want.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. Sometimes
you don't run this show. You're the fucking host.
Yeah, but sometimes I get tired of talking too.
This is Podzilla, not Pentanerd.
Amen. Fucking A. Lindsay.
You're here.
Lindsay, you're here too.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for almost dying, but not dying.
I didn't almost die. I took a drink and you made me choke and.
I bet he did.
I'm gonna take these individual sound clips of "Sorry I wore you out, you made me choke," and I'm just gonna put them on one giant podcast.
We all know that I'm really, really bad about saying things that can be misinterpreted.
You need to, like, cut all those.
This isn't anything new.
Now, are you gonna be on, the next show we're doing is on Tuesday, I believe. It's, Smash Brothers DLC predictions and stuff like that. Are you gonna be on that one?
If you'll let me.
Well, I don't even have a guest list for that one yet. I'm still working on it.
I thought, Kimball was doing
I think
that
Jesse
with
Kimball
you.
From Pen and Nerd will be here.
I don't think you could do a Nintendo podcast without Jesse.
I'd wanna have Jesse on there for sure.
Just so he can rant about the amiibos.
So we got
that's gonna be part of it, always.
Always.
Can Nate be on the show?
Oh,
I don't think Nate's listened to a single show yet. I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to keep up the illusion of. I don't think you hid the microphone well enough when you said that. Anyway, we'll be back on Tuesday with the Smash Brothers show, Thursday with Tanner Thursday, and then, Saturday we'll have the wrestling, wrap up. Yeah. And then
Saturday?
We're switching it to Saturday, this Saturday, but we'll probably record it.
We have to have it this Saturday because we're having the predictions. Are we not going to do the predictions for the show the next day?
The pay-per-view is this weekend, isn't it?
No, that's 2 weeks from now.
I was going to say, that's too soon.
That's 2 weeks from now. We'll record the show earlier in the day, so that way I know you work at night at your television job that I can't name anymore, apparently, because you made me take it off the website because you were so freaked out over the last show we did.
I like my money.
I like your money, too.
You can't blame him for that.
Also, you guys were asking about what song we had that we're going to play at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I actually want to send a special thanks out to my good friend Shelby from his band Zilla. We actually have a licensed song on the show with permission from the artist that we get to play for once. This isn't just me ripping something off YouTube. This is an actual band that is going to we're premiering their single on our show.
That's
how
awesome.
Fucking exciting
that's
is that?
Exciting. I think we should put that at the beginning of the show.
Well, no. People already heard it now. Well, see. But they didn't know
it.
But they didn't. You know what? We'll replay it at the end. We'll play the whole song at the end.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Good idea. There you go.
Yeah. We'll do the song of the day. It is called Space Girl by Zilla from their album End of the World Party. That is going to be on here. I want to send a big thanks out to them. And of course, I want to thank everybody for listening. As always, we really appreciate your support and we will see you on the next show. Now, hit that music.
I'll be your love, your fantasy. I'll be your light, I'll set you free. I'll be your love, your fantasy. I'll be your light, I'll set you free. I'll be your love, your fantasy. Looking brighter than the brightest sun, without another fear or pain. Make love with no stars above. And when I close my eyes and when I see your face,
I hold you closer just because. I hold you closer just because. I hold you closer just
around me, right here is where I'll stay. Heaven's always been your hand in mine, take my every breath away. So wrap your loving arms around me, right here is where I'll stay. We'll kiss each other in the color when all the world is gray. When all the world is gray. When all the world is gray.
Your loving arms around.